the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay. Heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience, bringing you market updates, industry insights, and tips for home buyers and sellers, plus community information and local guests. The Norman Home Team, a mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237. And now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy 4th of July. Well, 5th of July now.
But yeah.
You all had a...
Well, we weren't here for the 4th.
Well, so. Yeah, we weren't.
Here we are. Here. we're configuring.
The headphones were plugged into the wrong thing.
You know, here it is. It's been, we went to the Marin County Fair last night.
Fun.
And that's kind of our
really good music. The Fleetwood Mac Romney was the main.
Yeah, and I hear about them all the time, and I hadn't gone to see them. You had previously at Windsor, right? Really good music. I mean, if you like Fleetwood Mac, and they do a great job. And then before that was the Neil Diamond tribute.
Yeah, that was really good too.
Cover band.
Lots of fun.
That was fun. And then they had yacht rock music before that. And what was the other one? We didn't get there in time for the... it was a Pink Floyd.
Yes, Pink Floyd. Cover. I know. I'm bummed that we missed that one.
Yeah, but it started at like 3 and it was hot yesterday. So I don't want to spend
ridiculous.
That much time out in the sun.
Yeah.
But the Marin County Fair, that's my fair. That's the one I have nothing against the Sonoma County Fair because
and then
we go
I grew
there
up
too
going
sometimes.
There because because your mom, my gram, she lived over there, so
right.
We all go together
in the house. Yeah, house that I grew up in. But yeah, so I mean, we would go when I was a kid, and then like in middle school and high school, that was the kind of midway through summer vacation, and we'd meet
what
all
you
of our
grow
friends
up
there.
With. Pretty much stays with you.
I mean, you were up in Cloverdale, right, Joe?
Right, right.
So you like
we
that.
Had the citrus fair.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, when is the Sonoma County Fair? Is usually the end of July.
We're getting there.
So,
that's
a good
question.
There.
Yeah. So
fun.
It's fair season. We missed the Petaluma Fair. We usually go.
Yeah.
They usually have some good music there too.
They did. Yeah. We just didn't make it. We've been crazy busy.
We've been really busy. We have actually. We have a bunch of listings coming on. So we're getting those already, and they're right in that sweet spot of that kind of mid 600 range.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all one investor who's gotten out of the business. He said, I'm done. I'm not, he's not doing an exchange. He's just, cashing out. Has been a longtime investor, and he's selling 3 of his properties over in that Copperfield area, Sierra Meadows, over off of West College. So we're working on getting those together, but get those on the market.
Yeah, believe it or not, we're also... Realtors
we're actually working
houses.
Realtors. We have to remind people that sometimes because
give advice. We actually
right. We actually do. We have the advice because we're in the business.
Yeah.
So we do. I do want to mention it's in coming soon in the MLS. So if you're working with a realtor that's not us, they can get the information. We'll be going live probably July 12th ish around there. The sellers. Owner sellers are moving out right now. This is also in Sierra Meadows. It's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, just under 900 square feet, but it really feels bigger than that. And it's nicely updated, nice private backyard, and it's on a cul-de-sac. It's 2285 Stanislaus Court, listed at 570. So people, if you're looking for something under 600. Here you go.
Yeah.
It does have it's an HOA. Both Copperfield and Sierra Meadow are a planned community with an HOA. Copperfield has a pool. The people like that. You pay, it's about $97 a month, I believe. Sierra Meadows doesn't have the pool, but they have a really nice playground. They have a nice park, walking paths. They have RV and boat storage. And they have, I think there's like a basketball court or something. There's some nice amenities, and it's only $57 a month. So you get all those extras, and it's a really nice nice neighborhood over there in Northwest mm-hmm. Santa Rosa.
It's really nice.
So that's all. And then we've been working really hard on our West 6th Street
yeah.
property, which is a really cool 1915.
It is really cool.
Huge property. There's another one that just came on the market across the street, a lot smaller. This one had years back had been added onto, and it's on a really deep lot. So the house goes back really far. It's showing you on the tax records, 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. There are 4 rooms. It's mm-hmm. a little questionable if they're bedrooms because they don't all have a closet.
Yeah.
But tax records are calling it a 4-bedroom. So, mm-hmm. And 3 full baths. So it's a cool property. And owner passed away, sadly. And
yeah.
Pryor had done a whole lot of upgrades through and energy and water conserving or some upgrade through the city of Santa Rosa, I believe. And then so updated plumbing, updated furnace, water heater, all new duct work,
solar,
which will be paid off when we close escrow, mm-hmm. New roof prior to the solar. So a lot of the systems and the things you don't really see but are really important are taken care of, you know. So then the
yeah.
house, you can get in there and you can do some work and make mm-hmm. it your own. But it's a really cool vintage house.
It is, yeah.
That one's also going to be right in that
yeah.
mid 600.
We're excited to get that one on the market.
Yes. So a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. And then we have buyers coming into town.
Yeah, we do.
On I think this week. They're coming into town. Really, really would like to find a place and get closer to family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're also looking for something. If you have something coming up,
something.
Have your realtor reach out. Or if you don't have a realtor, we're happy to chat with you about that.
Mm-hmm.
It is legal here in the state of California to have a dual agency, which means you're managing both sides of a transaction. Sometimes it works out great. Other times we'd rather have kind of a level of separation mm-hmm. between the two. But anyway. So we're happy if you have
yeah.
anything in that up to about 800 price point, Santa Rosa, Windsor, we can help with that too. And we've got clients coming into town ready, pre-approved, fully qualified. So what are we going to talk about today on the show?
We have our market update that we always do, July.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the July.
And then next week, we'll talk about what happened in June compared to last year and this year. But today, we're talking about July, friends.
Talking about what's currently active on the market
exactly.
and then what happened last week. But we're also going to take a couple other things we wanted to talk about. We're going to take a look back because it is the 250th anniversary
yeah.
or birthday of the United States of America. Dun, dun, dun. we are going to look back at real estate. Let's put a real estate spin on the 250th birthday of America. What did real estate look like way back then? Believe it or not, people were still buying and selling real estate. It was just done very differently.
Yeah.
Just kind of going through the different things and all of the different things that have been added to benefit homeowners. And also we have a great little narrative from NAR, National Association of Realtors, on really kind of the history of homeownership and the American dream. So we're going to talk about that. And then we forgot to mention our Olivet Lane. And if I can get it loaded, I'll have to. We had AI put together a fun little song about our Olivet Lane listing, which and when we threw out all these new listings we have, but we have our Olivet Lane, 1,000,007, almost 3 acres. It's Victorian inspired, kind of has Queen Anne. It has the turret, you know, the round, huge wraparound porch, and just a really cool house. Three bedrooms,
yes.
3 baths.
Oh my gosh.
Plus an office, plus. It has
permitted
a potential,
building
that could be an ADU and is in the process, kind of. So we have that one available, 2346olivetlane.com. But we'll see if we can play our little song.
Yeah.
We'll do that when we take a break. Because I was getting it ready this morning, and I don't think I can because I... Oh, no, I think I texted it to you. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Shall we? I don't even know where we are with the time. We were chatting away. Let's take a quick break. We'll gather our thoughts.
I did want to say I did look it up. The fair is about a month away.
Okay.
August 7th to 16th.
Oh, it's late this year.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Late this year.
And it's, when we get there, not good news for the kids, because right after that, school starts and off we go again.
I know, seems like so late in the year, because and a lot of people go on vacation that, you know, right before.
Yeah, I thought it was like late July.
It's usually late, like the last week in July, first week in August.
Interesting.
What's the theme this year, Joe? Festivals, fiestas, and fun?
That's what it is. Uh-huh. Hey, you can read that
from read it. Awesome. I can read and write sideways, upside down, whatever. I'm sitting across the table from my kids millions of years ago doing homework.
Millions of years ago.
It serves me well where I'm sitting across the table from a client, too, with a contract.
Reading upside down.
Anyway.
Okay, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Yeah, I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
This is KSRO, Sonoma County's home for hard-hitting talk, local news, and variety at night and on the weekend. Like The Ramsey Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons 3 to 6, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Selling your home isn't just about square footage, bedrooms, or price. It's about the lifestyle. Whether it's a first home, a family estate, or a luxury retreat, every home has a story.
It's the morning light in the kitchen, the way the backyard fills up with friends and family, the quiet moments on the front porch, the life that's been lived there. When it's time to sell, that story matters. Buyers aren't just purchasing a home, they're connecting to a lifestyle. We bring your home story to life through tailored marketing, strategic exposure, and by taking the time to understand what makes your home stand out.
When you're ready to sell, we'll make sure your home story is told the right way to attract the right buyers.
Reach out to the Norman Home Team. Schedule a no-obligation consultation at normanhometeam.com. Allison Stephanie Norman, realtors at Keller Williams Realty Wine Country and hosts of the Real Estate Hour on KSRO. DRE licenses 0172-0334 and 0220-9237.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning. Happy 5th of July.
Happy 250th birthday, America.
Woohoo! Happy birthday,
America.
We've had some growing pains. Anyway, but a lot over the years. And I remember, I've seen a lot of people posting about the 200th, the bicentennial. Joe, you were there as well. I was too.
Doesn't seem possible.
It was 50 years ago. Yeah, but I mean, that was, there was a lot going on in the world then as well. You know, there's always kind of been stuff going on, but you know, there's a lot, and I've had people that said, you know, I'm not going to celebrate this year because I don't like what's going on in the country. But whether you like what's going on with the country or not, I think it's okay to celebrate.
I think so, too. We're celebrating America.
America still has a lot to offer, and don't give up on her yet. But anyway, we're going to not get political.
Ooh,
but
it looks like that video I sent over to Joe.
So. Oh, should we give it? This is without a test or not, but this is the. Oh, go ahead. You want to intro it?
It's the AI song that was created for our property or our listing on Olivet Lane.
Yeah, so it's AI generated.
Yeah, which is really fun.
And then I had to go in and tweak it a lot to get it the way I wanted it. So it's not fully, but yeah.
Are you able to play it, Joe?
I'm trying.
Putting you on the spot.
Dun, dun, dun. So this is a beautiful property we just talked about. And we'll post this on Facebook, too. But it was a fun little ditty.
Let's see if it'll play.
I'm having issues with it.
Okay, we'll do it.
For some reason, it's not. The sound's not
did you,
working.
Did you turn the volume? I may have messed up when I sent it over to you.
I made sure it played.
Okay. Anyway.
I might be able to. Can I play it on my phone?
Oh, you got to put it back. You missed the beginning. Okay, here it is. Olivet Lane. Kind of has a long intro.
You said at the beginning.
I know, but you were... Had on Olivet Lane with close to 3 acres to roam. Level ground, a gentle rise, a custom home, a country home. Victorian inspired with old style charm and a modern frame built by the owner, where every detail matters. West facing porch for vineyard views on solar harnessing the power of the sun and Sonoma sunsets calling you home. You can taste that wine. Oh, the chorus was coming.
AI generated.
Yeah. So we put
all.
I don't
know how to do that, but you just give it information and they go from there.
It's a program called Suno, I believe. And anyway, you put in all that. We put in the description of the property, and then had to go back in and tweak it a bunch of times.
You can't really see it on the radio, obviously, but there's a nice video that goes with it. It shows everything.
There you go.
I got to figure out how to get this on.
Let me tell you, that is a real earworm, that song, because I've been...
Oh, yeah.
So you're welcome. we're just having... Thanks for indulging us.
Better than the morning coffee.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's upbeat. I hope you're all awake now. And go check out Olivet Lane.
Yes.
Olivet Lane. Country calm and close to home. or close to town, sorry. Anyway, that was just a little bit of fun we had.
That's... kind of what you get when you work with us. we get creative on marketing
and your home. By the way, we have not sent that yet to the owner, but they're gonna be tickled with that. I think they're gonna love that.
Yeah,
so anyway, and we'll post that on Facebook and with all the details. Do we now have time to do the numbers, Joe?
We take up too much time.
Okay, so let's. Oh, good. Okay, perfect. So here's again. Thanks for indulging us with our fun, and we hope that you're singing that song all day. And we won't be open this weekend, but next week we'll be open. But it's also really easy to show. It is owner occupied. Built by the owner, where all the details matter, according to the song. And so really easy to show with your realtor, or give us a call. We'll get you in there. Okay, so what happened this last week in real estate? Or actually, that's Stephanie's. I'm going to talk about what's currently active going on in the real estate market. And, you know, we're really seeing a lot of activity, especially in that lower price point, and really even a little bit more in the higher end. Although if you look at the California numbers, it says the higher end is rising and first time in years or something. But I think they're really looking at kind of San Francisco numbers and different. And I mean, the AI boom in San Francisco is just really inflating home prices like crazy. And it's bringing up the whole state numbers, you know. So that's why we say, look at the local numbers. Don't, pay attention to what's happening in the world with real estate. But really what matters to you here in Sonoma County is the Sonoma County numbers. Taking a look, single family homes currently active on the market. We have 909 active single family homes. A median price for those is $1,225,000. That's all pretty much what it's been. So no huge changes there. 312 in escrow. Median price there is $842,500. And that's really what we're seeing is that middle of the market is really moving in that, I'd say probably up to like 800-900. And then once you get up over close to a million, it's down a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But definitely seeing a lot of movement, multiple offers in a lot of the properties in that under, really that 600-700 price point, especially in 800. And you know what we're seeing a lot of is where there'll be one offer that comes in and then the agent reaches out to somebody else maybe that also was humming and hawing and thinking about it and on the fence, and they go, hey, we got an offer. And so suddenly now you went from the only offer to two offers or three and all of that. So we are seeing that happening in that lower price point. It's really kind of any up to a million or even more sometimes. Condos, we have 169 active condos in the market. That's a lot of condos. And it's only up three since last week, but it's a lot. And 37 in escrow. So really a lot of opportunity for the buyers for that condo market. Mobile homes, we have 96 active mobile homes in a park, 44 in escrow, multi-unit, 2 to 4 units. We have 122 active and 25 in escrow. And then land, we have 325 active buildable lots and land with 30 in escrow. Those numbers are all pretty much the same as what they've been. So no huge changes. Yeah. And like Stephanie said, we'll take a look at the June numbers for the month next week. But what do you have for what happened
so
in this last week?
What happened last week to today for single family residential Sonoma County, we have for new listings, 104 with a median list price of $854,000. Back on market, 14. Price reduction, 55. In escrow, 80. Pending, 66. Sold, 105. The median sold price of $860,000 with an average of 49 days on the market. Which I don't think much has changed from last week to today.
Nope.
It's
all pretty similar.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. But yeah.
So that's what's happening.
Yeah, congratulations to everyone who either bought or sold a home and everyone else that was involved in it because it's a big process and you did it. So woohoo!
Yay! Congratulations. it is a good feeling. You know, I remember when I bought, and I think why I have such a special place in my heart for first time buyers when I bought my house in such a feeling of accomplishment, you know, and writing that first mortgage check versus writing my rent check before that, it actually even, and that stayed with me for a while, you know, I'm writing my mortgage check, I'm paying my mortgage. I'm writing my rent check, I'm paying somebody else's mortgage. So I really do have a special place in my heart for the first time buyers, but really any buyers, you know.
Joe is one of them.
Yeah, happy
congratulations.
Homeowner. Yeah, I forgot to mention that out loud. We mentioned it off the air, but yeah, congratulations, Joe.
First time, too.
Yeah.
Would I be one of the oldest ever to have a first time
homeowner? We've had some, yeah. even somebody that hasn't bought, like we have some clients right now that haven't bought, and they've been renting for the last 10 years. So completely changed. Everything changes. If you haven't bought real estate in, you know, 5 years or so, and it's very different. Oh, there's our song, Olivet Lane. Okay, are we gonna take a quick break? Let's take a quick break for the news and all that good stuff, and we'll be back. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to the Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Close to 3 acres to roam, level ground, a gentle rise, a custom home, a country home. Victorian inspired with old style charm and a modern
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. The White House now says President Trump and his family have no conflicts of interest after the Office of Government Ethics released new financial disclosures from the president, finding he made $2.2 billion last year. Trump himself addressed supporters in Washington last night amid severe heat in the nation's capital. ABC's Selena Wang.
A day of festivities on the hottest July 4th ever recorded in the nation's capital. The heat index in the D.C. area reaching a high of 112 degrees. On Saturday, crews transporting 12 people to local hospitals for heat-related reasons. The president's remarks coming right before a record-setting show of more than 850,000 fireworks.
Now, severe storms are in the forecast, with flood watches in effect right now from Virginia up through Connecticut. And the British military now says a cargo ship has been fired on off the coast of Yemen today. This is ABC News.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Some early morning clouds, but later this afternoon, we can look to a mix of sunshine and clouds to give us daytime highs in the mid to low 70s. Later this evening, we can look to generally cloudy skies and around a 20% chance of showers to leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. Temps should return to the low 80s by Wednesday afternoon. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO. Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We are back. Happy birthday, America.
Woo-hoo.
And, you know, we weren't here yesterday, obviously.
Yeah. So,
so we're celebrating now. I've got my Snoopy 4th of July shirt on. You can't see. Can you see it?
And
the shirt I can wear once. Once or twice a year, I wear my Snoopy. For the last couple of years, but
yes.
It's Snoopy. It's Snoopy for those of you that can't see. He's laying on top of the Red Baron, his doghouse. And watching the fireworks. So yeah, we had fun watching fireworks last night, and a lot of people. Yeah, so Marin County fireworks are lower. They're lower to the ground, and because it's right by Highway 101, and it caused problems. And so they're lower, but they actually seem like they were higher a little bit this year. But yeah. Some people have we've told to go there because it's a great firework display. Go, what was that? They're, you know, because a lot of them are like coming off. They have a platform right over the lagoon, and so they're coming off the water. So there's big sprays of fireworks and then the ones up in the sky. But it's like Joe said, it's the nostalgia a lot too. You know. So we love it, and I think there's another day today of the fair. I don't know how. Look up Marin County Fair, but it's a fun fair, and you pay one price to get in. It's a little higher than like the Sonoma County Fair or some other fairs, because once you're in, it's the rides are free, the shows, if they have a show, it's free. So it's kind of an all inclusive price, but it's a fun fair. Anyway,
it's really fun.
So in honor of the 250th birthday of America, well, we thought it would be fun to talk about real estate and what's real estate, you know, has been doing for the last 250 years and since we became the United States of America. NAR, National Association of Realtors, had a lot of good information on their page, and there was a little bit of a narrative that we're going to read through that talks about the history and the home ownership and how important it has been as the American dream. So I'm going to read it to you. So home ownership has been the foundation of the American dream for 250 years. Before mortgages and front stoops, America had to create a system where citizens could own land. Early policymakers sought to expand home ownership and give citizens a stake in our nation's future. New Americans acquired land and built wealth in ways not possible elsewhere in the world, but owning land wasn't enough. People needed a way to finance a home. So during the Great Depression, Congress created Federal Housing Administration, transforming housing finance through lower down payments and longer loan terms. The rise of the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage made home ownership attainable for millions and remains the envy of the world. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize that. We have a very different system in real estate than they have in a lot of the parts of the world. The Veterans Affairs Home Loan Program, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, expanded access to credit, supporting more than 130 million mortgage transactions and fueling the growth of the American middle class. As access expanded, America confronted another challenge, ensuring equal opportunity to own. The Fair Housing Act of 1968 prohibited housing discrimination and banned redlining. In 1977, the Community Reinvestment Act encouraged investment in overlooked communities. More recently, policymakers have focused on stability and strengthening consumer protections and in initiatives like the National Flood Insurance Program, tax policies like the mortgage interest deduction, a tax exemption on the sale of a home, and first-time buyer incentives made home buying attainable for millions. As a result, homeowners have 40 times the net worth of renters, and real estate accounts for nearly one-fifth of the U.S. GDP. That's gross domestic product. I believe GDP. Each home sale generates nearly 135 in local economic activities, creates new jobs, and provides roughly $826 billion in annual property tax revenue to help fund schools and communities. Home ownership did more than build wealth. It helped build America. The next era is affordability. The National Association of Realtors will continue to fight to protect rights and expand access for the next 250 years because policies that support and incentivize home ownership are not just housing policy. They are the foundation of the American dream.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun. We needed the patriotic music behind that. Anyway, and realtors are...
And I was going to mention, to go along with the NAR, there was that...
There was a red alert, a call to action. And so anyway, that was just a little bit about the history of and the American dream. And we really do have, I think, more opportunities and different, very different ways of real estate, doing real estate and the sale and transfer and purchase of homes and land and all of that than a lot of other countries. You know, most other countries do it very differently. We have come a long way. But anyway, and we talked about that a few weeks ago. I think we talked about the NAR, and which is National Association of Realtors. And really what, as realtors, what we do for home ownership and for supporting buyers and sellers and property owners. And there's a lot of activism. There's a lot of people, you know, hardworking realtors that also go to national meetings, go to the state meetings. I used to be a CAR, California Association of Realtors director, and it's really interesting to go and watch the policy in action and how it's you and me, you know, it's regular real estate agents. Realtors that are coming together and creating policy and then going to the Congress, you know, whether it's the state Congress or the U.S. Congress, and saying, look, this is important. And as this huge trade group, we're a really mighty force. And so we mentioned this a few, you know, maybe a month ago, we were talking about it. Where people say, well, all you do is buy and sell houses, you know, help people buy and you make all this money. And so there's a whole lot more to that we talked about then. But anyway, the point we were saying is we also advocate for you, the homeowner, the property owner, even, you know, some rental policy and all of that that goes in with that. And so it was really cool to see this in action. Was it 2 weeks ago? So National Association of Realtors, or was it state? Oh, I can't remember if it was a state or national. But anyway, they sent out this red alert and said that I think it was state because they wanted to change the transfer tax. So when you sell a house, you each city, each county has a transfer tax. Here in Sonoma County, it's $1.10 per thousand. Mm-hmm. And then there are some cities like Santa Rosa. it used to be Sebastopol, and then they got in trouble because they weren't supposed to be. But they and then Cotati, I believe. There's a few select cities that can charge a little bit more on top of that. And so City of Santa Rosa, it's $2 per thousand. So in total, when you sell a house in the City of Santa Rosa, you're paying $3.10 per thousand for a transfer tax. You know, it's a tax that you pay, and usually the seller pays it. It's all negotiable. You know, I've had times where a buyer really wants to make their offer strong, so they go, well, we'll pay the transfer tax too. You know, so anyway, so there was a law that they were going to put in place that was going to really take away the restrictions on how much a county could charge or a city, and as much as, like, you know, $12,000 on a transaction, you know. it was a lot, and it was a really bad, scary thing. And they sent out this call to action with a really easy way to for us as realtors to go in and contact our person, the representative in this area, and say, look, this is not good for real estate. It's already expensive. It's already cost a lot of money. People don't want to sell their houses because because their interest rates are low. So there's a lot of people that don't want to sell. And now you're going to open up the opportunity to add even bigger transfer taxes on here. So because thousands of California realtors, so it is specifically California. Thanks, Stephanie, just looked it up. But it was AB 736, and it has been stopped. And it is because thousands of California realtors took action, made their voices heard. AB 736, a bill that would have incentivized cities to raise transfer taxes on property, particularly higher value homes, and that will not move forward. But it wasn't just higher value homes. When the threat emerged, the realtors across California responded immediately. In just over 24 hours, more than 12,000 calls were made by realtors to members of the legislature, urging them to oppose the bill. That overwhelming response sent a clear message: increasing taxes on homeownership is not the answer. This outcome is a powerful reminder that realtor advocacy works. When realtors engage, lawmakers listen. So when you're saying that we don't do anything but sit back and collect money, you know, there's so much. I mean, Joe's laughing, but honestly, some people say that they, yeah, you know, oh, you guys make too much money. So, which, you know, we don't, and we work very hard and there's a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes, the above and beyond, which is something we hear, like, with almost every single client we work with. We go, wow, you really went above and beyond. Above and beyond also means advocating for you, the homeowner. And even if you're not buying and selling real estate, if you own a piece of land, we're there advocating for you, for your rights.
Definitely.
So, you know, I thought that was pretty cool, especially we had just talked about it, and then this red alert came in, and we all jumped on it, and just a big applause and thank you and congratulations to us for being such a mighty force, and we do it for all of you that own or may someday own real estate. We thought that was important to talk about, but we're going to also talk a little bit more about the 250 years of U.S. real estate and the history of the National Association of Realtors. But I think it's time for a break, or no?
What time? Possibly. 9:44.
Thank you. I really need to get a clock. 9:44. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll wrap up the show talking more about the history of real estate. 250 years, that little bit that I read from National Association of Realtors really just kind of touched on the American dream and home ownership and all of this. But it's really interesting to look back and see 250 years ago, how were people buying and selling real estate?
Yeah, so, definitely.
We'll take a look at that when we come back. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Oh, America, America.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
We could all use a break from time to time. So, what are your plans this weekend? Whether it's a day on the beach, a night on the town, or conversations with old friends at the patio table. Make a safe ride plan for wherever the fun takes you. If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership with Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
Listen to Dr. Walter Tom the first Thursday of the month on KSRO's Ask the Expert series from 12:30 to 1.
Dr. Walter Tom has been voted the best cosmetic surgeon every year since 2016.
His mission is to improve patient self-confidence by enhancing their self-image with advanced technology in a warm and safe environment. Listen to podcasts of the show on KSRO.com. Just click on Ask the Expert. Tune in the first Thursday of the month for Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Okay, are we? My hand is on my heart. yeah, we're being a little patriotic today.
Yes.
Because after all, it is the 250th birthday of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. And whether you're happy with the state of things right now, there was a really good quote that you found from FDR, Roosevelt.
Yeah.
About, you know, being patriotic has to do with the love of your country, not necessarily who is currently controlling it, and the state of things. And that was back in, you know,
FDR. It was patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president, Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, there you go. That was a quote by, and that, and please, we're not getting political because we really try not to be, but I know there's a lot of people that are not happy right now and saying, I'm not going to celebrate.
Well, yeah,
and you know what? America is still a great country.
Yes.
And we're happy to be here.
Well, and yeah, and I was just going to add that was Theodore Roosevelt that said that.
Right.
So that was how long ago?
I don't know when. I can't remember. So, my history is failing me when Theodore Roosevelt was president.
Yeah, so not to get political at all.
100 years ago?
Yeah. So.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
So, yeah, that was 100 years ago.
Well, actually more than 100 now.
It's been a while, but anyway, so, and that was what we were saying. Even I was said back in the 200th birthday of America, there were still a lot of things going on, and we managed to get together and as a country and celebrate our great country. So, whatever you feel about what's currently happening, I think it's okay to celebrate the country. Gosh, darn it. And I love the 4th of July. It's fun.
But anyway,
so we're, and on that note, we're going to talk about what was happening in real estate 250 years ago and how things have changed. So take it away, Steph.
Okay, so 250 years ago, real estate transfers were usually local, personal, paper-based, and lightly standardized. Today, a residential sale is a highly coordinated transaction involving agents, lenders, escrow, title, or attorneys, inspectors, appraisers, insurers, disclosures, consumer protection laws, fair housing rules, and digital marketing. So when we say congratulations to everyone who the bought or sold a home, that's what we're talking about. There's so many people involved.
There was so much, and some would argue that maybe things were better back in the old days, but there weren't, you know, the protections. And every time they add some additional protection, it's because it was necessary.
Yeah.
Whether there was a lawsuit or somebody was, you know, damaged somehow financially, and so they said, okay, let's put a law in there, or there were unfair practices, or there was, you know, no rules, regulations at all. But so taking a glance at the evolution of real estate, going back 250 years in colonial early American pre 1776 to early 1800s, it was mostly direct buyer seller deals. There were lawyers, surveyors, landowners, local officials, and speculators that handled many of the transfers, even way back then. But deeds and courthouse recordings mattered, although a lot of them could be unclear. And there have been a few times we've seen a transaction. I don't know if I've ever seen one going back that far, but, you know, early 1900s, late 1800s. where you get, you can, it's really kind of a cool to see the document, you know, the old deeds, you know, that you get from the title company. Really pretty interesting. And then land was wealth and power, and local deed recordings, surveying, and legal title practices began forming the foundation of future transactions. So it became really important to put some rules in place and all that. And that was back in the, you know, early America, colonial days, early 1800s. And then the early Republic public land era, which was the late 1700s to 1850s, large amounts of land were acquired through federal land offices, patents, private land companies, and speculators. The 1785 land survey system brought more standardized parcel descriptions. And then you know, there was a lot of back, we hear what we have to learn when we take our real estate exam is meets and bounds. And there was a lot of, you know, like you see some old deeds where it's like, you know, the land goes from the giant oak tree over on this corner to the northeast corner to the big rock structure and over here, you know. And it's like, well, that tree's not here anymore. So where do you know? So the title officers really, there's it's a really interesting process. And if you look at a title report when it shows the boundaries of a piece of land, you know, and they can actually, they have to look at it and map it out. It's a really kind of a cool thing to look at. So homesteading, a westward expansion in the early 1860s to the early 1900s. Public land could be claimed, occupied, improved, and later patented under homestead laws. Private city and farm sales still relied on deeds, local records, attorneys, and informal brokers. The federal government became a major pathway to homeownership or property ownership, while private brokerages and urban property markets kept growing. So this is when, that's when people westward, you know, go west, my friend, and claim a piece of land. And you literally could go and just say, you know, put a stake in there and say, this one's mine. But then they started putting some rules in place. But that was the homesteading once we started moving west. The rise of brokers and boards in the late 1800s to 1920s, sellers increasingly hired brokers. Printed forms, title searches, appraisals, and real estate boards became more common. Real estate began shifting from informal dealing into an organized profession, and that was by the 1920s. And then the Great Depression happened. There was the New Deal in 1930s. The short-term and balloon mortgages were common before the crash. Federal reforms refinanced distressed loans and standardized insured mortgage lending. And the mortgage long-term amortizing mortgage model began to take hold, while discriminatory practices such as redlining shaped access to credit. And that was what we mentioned in that the beginning narrative that we talked about. And then post-World War II suburban boom in the 1940s to 1960s. If you're in Santa Rosa, Montgomery Village, what was the other, over like Proctor Terrace, over that way, there's a little neighborhood in there. Those were the first really, they were built for the returning soldiers.
That's
and,
right,
That was, you know, post-war. Anyway, so that was that was that building boom where the people were coming back. They had the GI Bill. They had money to buy. But listing, so during that time, FHA and VA financing, builders, brokers, lenders, appraisers, title escrow, and attorneys and standardized subdivisions became more central. Mass market homeownership expanded, especially in suburbs, through access, though access was unequal because of discrimination and restrictive practices. So in 1960s, the 80s, there was a fair housing and consumer protection laws that went into place. Transactions became more regulated with fair housing rules, lender disclosure, settlement cost transparency, and more formal paperwork. The sales became not just a private deal, but a regulated consumer and civil rights transaction. So that's where a lot of it really changed, like between 60 and 1980, which wasn't that long ago. MLS and the modern agent model began between the 1970s and 1990s. And listings moved from office networks and books into an MLS system. Cooperation between listing and selling brokers expanded exposure, Pricing, market exposure, comparable sales analysis, and cooperation became more systematic. And then securitization, housing boom, bust, boom and bust, which is when I came into the market. In 1980 to 2010, so I bought my house in 97, and right after that, the market just took off and went up, you know, and then subsequently crashed in 2006, seven, around there. Which it happens to be when I got into real estate as a profession. And I said, I'm going to sell real estate. It looks fun. I was tired of my dead-end job that I had, and it worked out really well. But it was a hard time. But anyway, mortgages increasingly moved into secondary markets. Loan products expanded. Then the 2008 crisis brought tighter underwriting and compliance. I think it started more in 2007, but it was different around the country. Mm-hmm. Housing became more tied to national credit markets and Wall Street, and the stronger post-crisis oversight. And then the digital era, online portals, MLS syndications, all of that. And we won't bore you with that because you're living it, and that's what's going on. But really, it's interesting to see how it's changed and evolved.
It has changed a lot.
The National Association of Realtors actually celebrated, was it 100 years? It was founded in 1908. I feel like there was at some point we were celebrating 100 years. But the math isn't mathing on that one. But anyway, so it is the largest trade association in the U.S. and one of the most influential organizations in the housing industry, as we discussed. It was founded in 1908 as the National Association of Real Estate Exchanges, later became the National Association of Real Estate Boards, and eventually adopted the current name National Association of Realtors. Its history is tied to the professionalization of real estate brokerages, the development of ethical standards, the spread of organized local boards and MLS cooperation, political advocacy on property, all that good stuff. So, and NAR was actually founded on May 12th, 1908 in Chicago with 120 founding members, 19 local boards, and one state association. And I think California, the Marin County or something, I have to, maybe next week I'll mention it again, but was one of the first boards or something. But anyway, I don't have that written down here. So, but you know, even in that, the times have changed in that, and real estate is handled very differently now, even in modern times. And we're not going to have time to tell you all about it. But reach out to us, and we'll let you know what's happening in real estate right now, yeah, and how we can definitely help you. And how things have changed. Commissions have changed. The way that's handled changed a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, 30 years or so ago, there weren't even buyer's agents. And you know, that's kind of when we started splitting commissions. A listing agent would say, hey, I think we need someone to represent the buyer, because it was like, buyer beware, and you're on your own, you know. And the buyer was actually a customer and not a client of the listing agent. So. Anyway, things have changed, but where can people find us if they want more information?
On Facebook, The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. We'll have the numbers posted for the market update. We will have our podcast posted on there
on KSRO.com.
That Joe posts for us. Yeah. We'll also be on YouTube. You can find us there.
Good grief, if I could get. I'm a little behind, I apologize, but there's a lot of past shows, a lot of good information, guests that we've had. I'm working on getting the insurance guys from last week. Farmers Insurance came in and did a really good informational hour on that. So I'll get that up today, I promise. Anyways, and that's Sonoma County Real Estate Hour. But happy birthday, America. And I hope you had a good time celebrating this weekend. And I guess today you can still celebrate anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norman Home Team, and you've been listening to the Real Estate Hour. Happy 4th of July, 5th of July. Happy Independence Weekend. Have a great day.
Happy birthday, America. His righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching
on. You've been listening to the Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience. A mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. Call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237. More next week right here on KSRO.